Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
Then I called on the name of the Lord, my God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from Ramona, California. Oh my goodness, where is Ramona? I'm glad you asked that question. It's in San Diego County, San Diego, California, home of the San Diego Zoo and Balboa Park, La Jolla. What else? Mission Beach. If you've never been to San Diego, you know, you're listening to my program. Maybe you're in Augusta, Georgia. Maybe you're in Pensacola, Florida. Hallelujah. We're preaching the word in Texas, throughout Houston and Dallas, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. Y'all, God bless y'all. Y'all come out to California and visit us. Amen. You're listening from Bakersfield. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Kentucky, Ohio, Cincinnati, wherever you're listening. I'm telling you what, Church Alive is worth a drive. Oh, maybe one of these days you can come on out. We've had people come from New York and also from Philly. We've had people come from Florida. We've had people come from Washington. We've had people come from all different areas to come and visit us at the Prayer Mountain. Some people come for a couple days of praying and fasting. Sometimes they come, they say, well, you know, do you mind? We're Christian. We love Jesus. We want to take a couple days to pray and fast. But do you mind if we stay at the Prayer Mountain in one of those little cabins? Then we're going to go down to Mission Beach. I said, yeah, no problem. Why? Because we're 35 minutes from downtown San Diego. We're 35 minutes from La Jolla. We're 35 minutes from Mission Beach. We're 35 minutes from Balboa Park. We're 35 minutes from San Diego Zoo. I'm telling you, it's amazing. So come on out. Come visit us. Love Jesus with all your heart. The Prayer Mountain is 25 amazing, beautiful acres. And we have little cabins there. There's a Joshua cabin, Caleb cabin, our veteran cabin. I just love our veteran cabin. We have our Africa cabin. We have our upper room cabin. We have our Mary and Martha cabin. We have our Israel cabin, Isaiah cabin. We have our Sarah. Of course, you can't have Sarah without having Abraham. We have our Abraham cabin. We have our Amazing Grace cabin. And we have a wonderful deli there. And everything that comes in helps build that prayer mountain. So if you need reservations, you should call, set a time for prayer. And the deli is open if you need food. We ask you, please don't bring your own food. Buy it from our deli because every single penny that comes in helps to build out our prayer mountain. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you haven't gone to visit our website, please do, touchfromabove.org. If you click on radio, you can listen to some of our radio programs. They're all there. You're more than welcome to download them, share them with your friends, save you a couple of them, hand them out to your kiddos, hang them out to those that you want to get saved, or, you know, whatever. You know, you're more than welcome to listen to those and download those as well. We appreciate you. And if you're wondering, how can you support our ministry? Easy. Easy peasy. Go on the website, touchfromabove.org, go to donations or give, and just give a monthly gift. Whatever God puts in your heart, whether it's 5, 10, 20, or a million, every single penny that comes in goes to preach the gospel. I'm telling you, I've been preaching for 43 years, and every penny that has come in throughout those years is to preach the gospel. I don't drive around in a Bentley. I don't have a great big mansion. I don't have a Gucci bag. I don't have Prada whatever shoes. I don't care about that stuff. When I get to heaven, I'm going to have a mansion. When I get to heaven, God has already prepared a mansion for me. Now, what we do with those finances is preach the gospel and meet the needs. That was the original plan from the New Testament church. When there is a need, we meet that need. And that's exactly what God wanted us to do. Preach the gospel. And you know what I love is Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Well, our church is a Touch From Above prayer mountain. His house is a house of prayer. So people come from all over just to pray. On Sunday mornings, people come from San Diego County, all different places of San Diego County. We're a church without walls. No, we don't have a great big fancy building. We have a great big beautiful wooden tabernacle. And we do have rolled down walls and heaters to keep people warm in the winter. But you know what? Those walls are rolled up in the summer. Oh my goodness. Sometimes the little birds come into a service. It's like, oh, there he is. And sometimes you'll just see a little squirrel standing back there listening to the service. And sometimes, you know what? You'll see a little mouse run across the house. But you know what? Who cares? We're in the country, 25 beautiful acres up in the mountains. So come on out and join us. A Church Alive is truly a worth the drive. Amen. Well, my message today is, you know what? Be rooted in God's kingdom. It's so important. You know, I cannot begin to tell you how important it is for you to be rooted in the house, be rooted in a church. You know, Jesus said something really powerful in Matthew chapter 7. Are you ready for this? He said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Lord, have we not cast out demons in your name? And Lord, have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Whoa. Do, 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 do. Why did Jesus say such words? You see, because when you go to church, you have to be born again. When you're born again in Christ Jesus, you have taken on the cross of Calvary, and you have taken on to be transformed and changed to the image of our Jesus. That means you're not going to live your old life in Christ Jesus. And for Jesus to say, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness means those that do not do the word of God. You know, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, he goes on, he says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings, he's talking about the word, these sayings of mine, and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. I want to ask you this. Are you a wise Christian? Are you building your house on the word of God? Or are you building your house on TikTok, YouTube, and every other thing that is out there? Are you getting into the Word? Are you rooted and grounded in the church? Are you founded on the Word of God? And is your house built on the rock? He's talking about your spiritual house. I'm talking about your personal spiritual house. The Bible says that you and I are building blocks fitly joined together to build his kingdom. He says here, he asks first of all, who built his house on the rock? And the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. You see, when you're founded on the rock, you could, you know, I've been evangelist for years, and then also I pioneered three churches by God's wonderful grace. And right now we have a church up at the Prayer Mountain, which is absolutely amazing. But when you have been out there, you see some that are not founded on the rock. You see some that just have a form of religion. They have a form of godliness. They deny God's power. They live however they want. They're sporadic. Sometimes they come to church. Sometimes they don't come to church. No, I'm sorry. I'm too busy. I'll just come when I can. You see, they don't realize that when the storms of life come, and they do come, mark it down, they do come. When those storms of life come, then they fall apart. They crumble. They fall apart completely. And because they're not founded on the rock. But those that have been founded on the rock, oh my goodness. You know, I'm going to give you a scenario of, I won't mention their names, but there are two families that I know personally. One family has three boys that were born with muscular dystrophy. Another family has three boys also with muscular dystrophy. Now you have the parents who say they're Christians. One parent says they're Christians, and the other parents are founded on the rock. The other parents absolutely are founded on the rock. They take this mother and father have rooted their three sons in the Word of God and have prepared them for eternity. The doctors told them the truth, you know, listen, unless God does a miracle, you know, the muscles are going to give up, the body is going to fight against its own self. And so one group of parents, you know what, they kind of take their kids to church when they want to, but when they're at home, they give them wrestling magazines, wrestling videos, games, and those three boys are not rooted in God's word. Now, the other three boys, their dad and their mom said, no, we're going to plant the word in them. And that mom and dad planted the word in those three boys and took them to church, gave them no excuses on any of their, you know how sometimes people will say, well, you know, their disabilities. These parents said, no, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you, and you're not going to be a victim to MS. And that other group of parents, that mother and father who had those three boys, let me tell you what they did. They planted in them that they could do all things through Christ Jesus, even though their muscles, the father even created something with the computer that would help his son who can't move his arms. But let me tell you what happened. Two of his brothers died. They're ready. They went to heaven. That parent prepared them. They have one son left. And guess what? That son is writing a Christian book. He loves Jesus. He talks about the Word of God. He's locked into church, loves Jesus, has a wheelchair, has a helper to take him to church, can barely, his body is immobile. But you know what? His spirit man is a giant. His spirit man is ready. And then you have these other three boys that are still young, and you can see the ending of their life, but they're talking about the wrestlers. Oh yeah, my dad gave me a wrestling. All they watch is video wrestling, and they're not prepared. So here is this parents that have built their house on sand, and here's the other parents who built their house on the rock. You know, I don't know about you, but what are you building your house on? What are you building your spiritual house on? And this is what's so powerful in God's word, where Jesus said, and he said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. You have to build your house on the rock of ages, on the rock of Jesus. That is so important. Now, it's sad to watch one of the couples that go from church to church to church mooching off the churches. Mooching, what do I mean? They make their kids the victim, but they also use them to manipulate other people to feel sorry for them. And, you know, we're Christians. So our heart, it goes, oh my gosh, let's help them however we can. But see, they're not rooted on the foundation of God's word, or they would prepare those boys for eternity. So you and I have to understand something. Mom, Dad, we have a responsibility before God. And the Bible says, he says here, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. You can tell those who are founded on the rock, because let me tell you something. When those storms of life come, and they will come, listener, listen to me. Those storms come. You got to remember, I was a single mother. My husband was murdered. I fought through cancer, raising two children as a single mother. And those storms of life come. My daughter was hit by a car. My son had a terrible accident from his bike. I mean, those storms come. But I want you to know something. When you are founded on the rock of Jesus Christ and his word, no matter what comes your way, God is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our shield. He is our fortress. He is our bright morning star. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's the great I am. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. But if you're not founded on the rock, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. That is something to really think about. What are you building your life on today? You know, Joni Eric Quintana, if you don't know anything about her, what a powerful vessel she is. She was at a young age, I can't remember, just barely, I think, starting college or maybe just out of high school. I don't remember the exact age. She was out enjoying her life at the lake or at the beach, jumped in some shallow, hit her head, broke her neck, and became a paraplegic. And from the neck down, she became paralyzed. Now, at one point in her life, she wanted to just die. She was a Christian. She loved God. But the trauma of that, her inner soul was locked in the Word of God. Her house was built upon the rock. And today, she's an author. She's a painter. She's a speaker. She's on radio all across the U.S. She's a powerful woman of God. And, you know, others would have been a victim. Oh, I'm just worthless. Oh, just kill me, oh God. Let me die. I'm just a paraplegic. You know, I just need to die. But you know what? She didn't give in to that. Her foundation was built on the rock of Jesus. And you know what? And today she has a great husband. And God loves her, and he helps her, and together they're a powerhouse team. And you see, you have a choice to make every single day. And that choice is to be founded on the rock and the Word of God, and to be rooted in the house of the Lord. There are so many stragglers and sheep that are out there in a field all by themselves while the wolf, the devil, is setting you up for the kill. You think you can be good out there. You think the grass is greener on the other side. You're half-stepping in the world. You compromise your Christian walk. You manipulate. You use people. I'm sorry, but you're a con. You're a liar. You speak half-truth. You say one thing, mean another. I love you. But listen, you have founded your house on the sand. And the devil, he's got a plan. You know, as much as God loves you, so does the devil. And God loves you, and so does the devil. The devil would love to destroy you, but God wants to restore you. And you've got a choice. You either do what's right in the sight of God, or you will walk in the lies of deception. You will either do God's word or not do God's word. Some of you are listening to my program today, and you keep holding on to an old boyfriend. I love you, but you're holding on to that old squeeze of yours. And God kept telling you, lay your Isaac on the altar. But how can God give you the best when you keep holding on to the turd? You know what? You got to let that go. I'm sorry. But you know what? You got to find out what your worth is. God's trying to get you free, and you're trying to hold on. God's saying, you know what? I really got freedom for you, but you know what? You just got to hold on. You got to let go to let God. And a lot of times you don't even understand. You know, God wants to let you go. Some of you, your family doesn't love you, but some of you wish they wouldn't. Because you know what? Some of them are dysfunctional all the way. Some of you, your husband has forsaken you. But some, it's the answer to God. It's the answer from God. God tried to get him out of your life because you made a dumb choice. Some of you, your boss fired you. But some of you don't know God wants to bless you. Some of you, your grandma pretends she doesn't know you. Some of you, your sister crosses the street when she sees you coming. Can I tell you, God, he loves you. He cares about you. Who is founded on the rock, your life will flourish. God cares about you. God has a special plan and a special place in his heart for you. What are you going to do with what God has given you? I am so grateful for this young man who is muscular dystrophy. But you know what that young man did? He started our YouTube station for us. He can't even move his hands. He has a tube that he moves and uses with his head to move on his computer. And he started our YouTube program for us. And we have no idea. But you know what? That young man is writing a book today about his life and about God, how much he loves Jesus. You see, his house is founded on the rock. And it doesn't matter what his body says. He's founded on the cross of Calvary. And one day he's going to have a new body. And one day he's going to get up and run around heaven. And he may not be able to do that here on earth, but I'm telling you what, when he gets on the other side, in a moment of time, in a twinkling of an eye, he will be changed. That old body that's here and unfunctional one day will be left behind, and God will give him a new body. And he'll be rejoicing in heaven. What are you building your house on? What are you doing? Are you rooted and founded in your church? Are you planted in the house of God? The Bible says, praise him in his sanctuary. My Bible tells me, thy word, O Lord, is a light and a lamp unto my path. My Bible tells me that the word of God is for correction and direction. James tells me we're to be a doer of the word. Luke chapter 11 says we got to listen and obey. My Bible tells me in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, will Jesus come back and find faith on the earth? I wonder that sometimes. I run into so many, I don't go to church anymore. God and I have a special relationship. Excuse me? When did God change his word? When did you become the author of God's word? When did you become the writer of God's word? Honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the assembly of the saints in the last days of his coming, as so many have. You're amongst the so many that have. And I'm trying to bring you back in so that you will make heaven your home. Jesus is calling. Repent right now. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, I got off course. Other things became my God. Lord, I'm sorry for being a liar. I'm sorry for being a manipulator. I'm sorry for being a con. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Be the master and the Lord of my life. And be the foundation that I'm building on in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. God is a good God. We're a listener-supported program, so do me a favor. Pray. Talk to God. Ask God, Lord, how can I support her? What do you want me to give monthly? Whatever God speaks to your heart, just obey. Let's get this word out. Help me preach in the heart of the Bronx. Help me to preach in the very depth of Miami. Help me to preach in Washington. And the least church, did you know it's Oregon? Help me to preach throughout the United States of America. Your gift helps me to do that. Thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate you. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. God richly bless you. I want to hear from you. Log on to my website, touchfromabove.org. Right there is my email. Email, write to me. There's my address. Write me a letter. God bless you. I am so excited. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed His calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.